Before Ayan could answer, Athelstan broke into the conversation. "And what were you doing around there? You weren't seen at the pub." Ayan's smile disappeared and was replaced by a frown. "Do you mind? That's none of your business," he snapped and stormed away. "That was a bit rude, Stan. You've upset him." "My questions upset him," exclaimed Athelstan triumphantly. "He's hiding something." "Steady on with your opinions. Bob might not have had the trophy when he left the pub," answered his sister. "When we get to Bob's place, let me do the talking." "Hang on," said Athelstan. "Isn't that Bob over there on the other bank?" "It is. What's he up to?" Bob was some 20 metres from the Davingstock Arms, walking along the bank and looking up and down the creek. "He doesn't want to be seen," whispered Athelstan. "Let's go around to the other side quickly. We won't be able to see much from here." But when they got to the other side, Bob was sitting on the riverbank, looking sadly at the water. His head was resting on his left hand, and the elbow was on his knee, while his right arm supported his weight on the ground. "Hi, Bob. Is this where you lost the trophy?" He looked up, surprised. "Oh, hi, Ethel. Hi, Stan." He looked down again. "I didn't lose it. It was stolen. I was pushed in," he added. "Did you see who it was?" "No, there was no time. I just felt someone push me, that's all."